business except the one that's on the table. And Mr. Riggers, you got one on the table, and you got four other things to bring back. Want to take a break? Okay. Take a 5-minute break, bud.
Thank you.
How long is all that gonna take?
I'm not gonna touch that one.
Oh, my goodness. I guess I can't, I guess I...
Yeah, you can take it.
I can't take, I'm gonna say, doctor, I can't take those pills. I'm not allowed. John will let me.
Yes, he will. Call the meeting back to order.
I saw your mom when I went into church. Oh, good, I'm gonna get to say hello.
Okay. Mr. Burrow, we got, I guess I'd like to ask you a question. For these all four, let's see that we got two height. I guess we got three on height, two on height. We can't have to have each one of them. And the testimony on those two are...
I think last time you joined them two and two, didn't you?
Yes, we did. So I wanted to be sure that...
Yeah, and that's permanent, so you can still do two at a time.
Because that 142 was number 30, lot 30. And the 200 was the lot 41. So yeah, before we voted on again, I wanted to be sure that I had it right.
Okay, so we have it right this time. 141 pertains to lot 30.
Right.
And 199 pertains to
lot 30, right?
Yep.
That's what I want to be sure. And the other one would be lot 40. It's a lot 41. I got my paper here. Let me find it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, lot 41. I just wanted to be sure. So we know what we...
What you're doing.
Especially what I know, what I was doing. I wanted to
yeah.
make sure. Okay, so lot number, or first case then will be...
Lot 30, right?
Lot 30, 141.
Lot 30, 141.
And
40, lot 142. So it's a special use exception to place a windmill. Did everyone?
Well. The only thing I don't necessarily agree that it's going to obstruct any views, but I do think that the one lady adjacent to whichever one it was, I think it was lot 30, in concern with the closeness to the proximity of her house, had a valid point.
She didn't care if it was on the side or on the back, she just didn't want it on the front.
Right, where it could possibly go over on her house, if it fell.
But didn't he present an engineering thing of what the wind would be, what it would take to for that to happen? Yeah. What likely would that be for that to happen? I mean, I could see her concern, but he'd already, you know, met it with an engineer on it. That doesn't matter. I wrote that down, that's what she had said. What would be the difference if she put on the side of her house? On the back of it, somebody in between. I mean, she'd have been on the concern.
It wouldn't be, if it fell, it wouldn't fall on her house.
Do you have pictures of that, where it's on the house? Then they give you, she gave you pictures on that, I believe.
Yes, she gave us pictures of that somewhere.
Yeah, it shows you right where it's located, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's a problem with him relocating it to a different part of the parcel.
Right.
You know, I don't have any problem with approving it.
Right.
Just, you know, in a different location so that it addresses her concerns. All right, which case are we?
141.
Okay. So it's 142. Then Miss
Is where she had, that's the lady that had the concern on that.
Because she lived next door.
Right, yeah. We're on 141.
141, okay.
So you're talking about one?
141 with the...
There was nothing.
The big objection was Mr. Bill Nitzer. Testified in opposition, stated that the windmills were placed, they would obstruct his view of the water from their home, and it looked like an antenna.
And that's the reason you have pictures of them there superimposed, like I said, on that house.
Right, that's what that was.
Right. I mean, what's obstruction?
How about that antennas?
We're talking about a pole.
You're talking about a pole, you put a flagpole up.
Talking about a house or...
I had no problem with that, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, you grow a tree there, it would be more of an obstruction.
I would think so. I had no problem with that one at all.
Yep.
How do you feel, Mr. Wolf?
I'm all right with it.
Mr. Hudson?
In lot 41, lady said she had no objection to it being on the east side of the house. She just didn't want it on her desk.
Right, but we're doing one, the other one.
We're doing that one first, then we get the other one.
I know, I was confused.
Let's do lot 30. Let's do lot 30 first.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get done, because we did the other night. So I had the consensus in of the members is 141, everybody's is okay with, yeah. So we have a motion then on case number 141.
And are you doing 199 with it?
And 199 with it also.
Right.
So that'll take care of that.
Way to go, guys.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion then on 141 and 199.
Now you have a...
As lot 30.
Lot 30, now you're ruling on both of them for a height.
Right.
And to place the windmill.
Right. That one was fine, there was no concern on that. Do I have a motion to that, or for that?
I have a motion to approve case number 10,141 and 10,199 as...
What was the height?
With regard to the special use exception, I don't see where a substantial effect adversely uses of the neighboring adjacent property. And with regard to the variance...
7 foot?
Yeah, it's a minimum variance.
Okay.
I don't see where all the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and I have a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,141 and also 10,199.
Right.
All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Not voting.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. That's 141 and 199. That's reference to lot number 30. Now, the next one under old business was...